So this is Kara Jones, and what kind of brought me here? You know, I've been writing since I could hold a crayon. I've been exploring visual arts in earnest since I was a student at Carnegie Mellon in the 80s. But what really brought me to the crux of grief and creativity was the death of my first son, Dakota. After he died, things just shattered. You know, who were we and what was this family and what were we doing? The landscape looked completely different. And so one of the things that happened for me was functioning on the day-to-day level seemed impossible. But I could bargain with myself to do one creative thing a day. I could motivate to get out of bed to work on his baby book. And so this kind of became a model for how I started to function again and what led to creating connections back into the world at large even. One of the things I was doing in that creativity was writing a lot, and so I began to look for ways to publish the materials. And all of my old networks completely failed me. All the, you know, university connections, whatever publishing connections I had, I kept hearing there was no market for these materials, which is completely ridiculous because if you're human and you outlive anything, because we all die, and our pets that we love die, if you outlive anything, you are a potential market for grief and bereavement material. So I could not understand this philosophy of there was no market. And so my husband and partner, Hawk, simply said, let's just publish it ourselves. And so we started a press called COTA, which is Dakota's nickname and also stands for K-O-T-A, Knowing Ourselves Through Art. And I still publish materials through there to this day, print materials and electronic materials and artwork. And I went ahead and did my Reiki master for 3 years and got my grief coaching certification from the leading clinic in whole systems AI with the hero's journey as a key model. And so that's why you'll see Coda Press. In doing the coaching work, I met up with Kath. We had a grief coaching relationship for a long time. And then as Kath decided how she was going to be connecting back to the world at large, she came to me with this idea of doing this grief coaching certification course. And I just was flabbergasted. This was something that had been in my radar for a long time, but I had been derailed again in the summer of 2010. We had another son whose nickname is Zuzu, who also died at birth. And I was able to keep kind of functioning with what I had been doing, but I had not been able to bring something new into fruition for a good year when Kath brought this to me. And oh my goodness. Talk about remembering the broken pieces of a heart. And so I'm so excited by a partnership, and I'm so excited to bring it to you guys now. And Kath, do you want to say a little about how you got here?
Yeah. I've had quite a circular path, and I think a lot of us have experiences like this where you start somewhere and it's like, you knew what your work you're born to do was back then, and then you take a little detour, and I think we take those detours because there are things we need to learn down those paths. So, you know, what my detour looked like, well, I've always been an art maker. At school I was known as Kath the Artist. And so it was one of those things that was taken for granted that after I was finished school, I was going to obviously become an artist of some form. But when it came to finishing up school, I really, you know, I didn't know what kind of art making I wanted to do. I knew I would be art making, and, you know, that's just a core part of who I am. But, you know, there's so many different ways that an art career can look. Mm-hmm. And so I sort of took time off to explore a whole bunch of different art-making avenues before committing to any further career path or study path. And during that time, I took a one-year introduction to art therapy course and, you know, discovered that what I had actually been doing for the last 15 years was a beautiful... I'm so fortunate to have had this art teacher, whose name was Christine Beckley, the same person that I worked with for 15 years, and I'd take classes with her once or twice a week during those years, and she was just so present and empathic, and essentially what I'd been lucky enough to receive all those years was art therapy for, you know, throughout my childhood. And that really switched something for me, and I ended up making the decision to pursue social work because I, you know, saw that as a beginning step in the direction of art therapy. And then, of course, my detour began, and I went into child protection, spent 3 years there, and I spent some years doing trauma debriefing in South Africa and counseling people with stress and burnout. And then when my husband and I, when he had some traveling work opportunities, we wanted to make ourselves available to that. And so I went online and I switched more to the life coaching and career coaching through online methods kind of world. And, you know, all that time, that's 10 years of working with people in various forms of, you know, helping and counseling and coaching. And I always knew that I was in the zone of the work that I was born to do, but not quite there. There were some days when it was immensely frustrating to realize that. And then I got sick while I was pregnant. I have a kidney disease that is hereditary, and my body didn't respond well to being pregnant. And so I got really sick, and our daughter died at 5 months in utero. And we, at the same time, discovered that the risks were too great, really, for us to try for another pregnancy. So there were sort of multiple levels of loss in that whole experience. And I took the year off to grieve and, you know, really also not just to restore my emotional resilience and well-being, but also my physical resilience and well-being. And then when I came back to work, I started rememberingforgood.com, where I'm working with people who are grieving and helping them to live wholeheartedly after loss. And as Cara said, you know, I met her along the way and was, you know, really fortunate to be able to have her as my grief coach for part of that journey, and now, you know, colleague for this journey. You know, so much of my grieving experience felt like it just didn't match with traditional perspectives. And she was one of the rare people that I found who was able to meet me where I was at and you know, work with some of the core beliefs that I was feeling that sort of didn't resonate with traditional approaches to grief counseling. So, yeah, I thought I was just ridiculously lucky when she said yes to putting together this course. And, you know, here I am, full circle, working with both the art and the psychological transformation. And, you know, one of the things that people often say is that loss and grief presents us with the opportunity to come back home to ourselves in a way that we were never able to before. And it, you know, it shows us truths and really aligns us with our authentic selves more than ever. And that's what it felt like for me. Yes, it's also been, you know, really shit days and that kind of thing as well. It wasn't unicorns and rainbows and, you know. But there really, through that all, has been this thread of coming home. And now that I've found my work home, I can't tell you, it feels ridiculously awesome to be able to invite you all in for a visit now.